This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 18th. God's word to you today is finished work. Our scripture reading is taken from John 11, verses 25 to 26 from the English Standard Version, and it says, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus did not say, I point to the way or I teach about the resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11 says, Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, I am confident that if God can raise Jesus from the dead, God can give you a new organ and resurrect your health. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak to every destiny that has been buried, wherever it has been buried, in the heavens, on the earth, or beneath the earth. We command these destinies to resurrect in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. For everyone listening to this and is facing a death or a death situation, something that should be thriving is dwindling. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the resurrection power of God goes into that situation right now. God himself will cause there to be a resurrection. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So, get excited. I love telling this story at Easter. It never gets old. Jesus was taken to Pilate. They flogged him, ripped open his clothes, and spat on him. They put a crown of thorns on him, drove nails through him, and hung him on the cross. Jesus went through shame and humiliation, but guess who was rejoicing? The devil. We finally got him. As soon as Jesus gave up the ghost, the devil declared a party. Day one, day two. The music was loud and the ovations for the devil even louder. On day three, on Sunday, they heard footsteps. Who could it be? All the demons in heavenly places on earth and beneath the earth were complete. So who was coming? The demon that went to check came back announcing, It is Jesus. At the mention of his name, Satan and all his demons fell flat. Confusion. They all went to the gate, shaking, but confident it would hold. They tried to resist him, saying, Who is this King of Glory? But the angel said, Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. This can be found in Psalm 24. The gates crumbled. Jesus went in, bruised Satan's head, and took the keys of hell and death. So, when you command demons in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they all must obey. Not because of you, but because they were all there. They saw him take the victory. It was not bestowed on him. Jesus earned it. He deserves the glory. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. He is Lord, he is Lord, amen. He has risen from the dead, he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.